Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley in just a second. First, $1,000 for someone. Hello, Johnny Mosley.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Vin.
Sit down. Relax.
Bryn. What happened? Did I get you sick?
Oh, you were sick?
Did you get me sick?
Oh, man. I had a wicked sore throat last week, and I kicked it, and then the Secret Show did me in.
You sounded very, very scratchy.
At the Secret Show.
You're being talked about quite a bit at my house over your comments to the one single guy.
Oh, yeah?
You're like, who do you think you are? You need to lower your standards. Down to that girl right there. That was rough, man.
I posted a picture of you in that moment on Facebook.
Oh.
In that awesome outfit that you had on. Lederhosen.
Just the whole combo, I'm sure, was just amazing.
It was great.
You were winning.
Definitely winning. So you have... I want to get the business part done because there's a lot to talk to you about today.
Okay.
And we may get to some music as well. I know how you...
Yeah.
Me and you kind of got a music thing going on.
Sure.
So another Warren Miller film.
Mm-hmm.
What's this one called?
This is called Face of Winter.
Oh, Face.
Okay.
That's our code
yeah,
word
I know.
Hour.
I was going to say. I thought you might have picked it for me. And it has a little double meaning because Warren Miller, the man himself, he died.
Yes.
This year. So it's a tribute to him. And, of course, Warren Miller, I took his place as the narrator. 10 years ago.
You've done a bunch of these. How long ago?
That's 10 years, I think it's around that. But no one can do it like he does. But
that's a pretty big deal. If you don't know Warren Miller films, they go with the start of winter like, I mean, it's prep.
It is. It gets you psyched.
It's prep for winter.
It is. It gets you fired up. And it's not just about the movie, although this one's incredible. And it's just about getting together with everyone preseason and kind of getting fired up for winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say it's called Face of Winter because Warren Miller is the face of winter. And his shows.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. And then also, of course, there's the faces of winter, a face of a slope, etc. Should I keep going? Or
keep on going.
I don't want to talk too much. Okay. So,
I heard that.
Well, we have been talking about that, you know.
It is true.
Yeah, Johnny needs to leave room for other people to jump in.
It was a true statement. Yeah.
Said with love.
But I'm promoting here, so I'll just keep going.
Yeah, just
so
go.
We'll just keep going. down to the nuts and bolts. You guys know the deal. This show went from... one of the coolest segments, I think, is in Denali, you know, like
is
way
that Alaska?
Out. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and just an incredible segment. They did a really great banked slalom from Baker.
You familiar with that?
I am. When you guys get together, do you get together with them and brainstorm in advance of the season, or are they sort of like,
Here's what we've got.
We've mapped the world. We know what we've done. How's that work?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, I've been there long enough now that I'm lobbing in ideas all the time.
Okay.
So, but they have their own set of, and some of it comes to them, people pitching them on, hey, you should come to, you know, my town. Like the, for example, this, the segment I did, which was the one I've been waiting for forever up in Iceland, you know, because the exotics are what I'm interested in now, right? Because I'm not like out there trying to huck myself and prove anything. I want to go to some really interesting places I haven't been
to.
And this one was amazing when I got the call for this one. In May, in Iceland, the Troll Peninsula, 2 hours north of Reykjavik. And we, you know, here, check this out. I mean, I'm skiing, making turns over the Arctic at like 11 at night. So cool.
Wow.
Oh,
and then we'd be like, let's break for lunch. And they'd fly us to like a little island and we'd go cruise around and have lunch with some local. And then they took us to go, and then we'd go watch the puffins. you know, like hang out, take pictures of puffins. I mean, it was a ridiculous trip,
wow,
but it's like totally accessible to everyone.
I would have thought that the snow there would be such hard pack that it would be.
This was in the in the winter. It's they don't start heli-skiing until January. No, it's full pow.
Oh.
They've got big mountains.
Oh, full pow. I see.
Full pow. Mm-hmm. But we were there late in the spring, and it's what you call corn snow. And corn snow is like hero snow. I had never done.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
In the spring, the snow melts and freezes so much that it creates a particular type of snow called corn snow. And the best way for me to describe it is it's a little bit like skiing on a slushy.
Oh.
But it's not mushy. Like it's not
sticky. Like mashed potatoes.
No. It's got this perfect consistency that you're just flying. You can go really fast, but it feels very soft, and your skis react normally.
So
like
does it
not
go
sticky.
Into like so little corn good. Kernels?
Yeah, exactly. And
okay,
that's
so
why
it's almost
called
like
corn snow
gravel.
That's a better description, exactly.
But it's good.
But now
it's
I know what
amazing.
Corn.
Amazing. Oh, okay. I liked it better than Pow. A, you're not sitting up there on the top of the hill thinking about avalanche danger.
Right.
B, it's kind of, you know, it's a little bit warm out, and you can just cruise, and it has a nice surface area.
So you
really
did this
it.
Footage at what time of the year?
This was in late May, and now it's in the film here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Johnny,
so,
is this you?
That's me.
I mean, that is, it looks like it goes right down to the water.
That's what I'm saying.
It seems
like
you'd
have
to really stop in time to not go in the water.
There's a little bit of dirt there.
Oh, there's
a little bit of dirt.
That's good news,
I guess. You hit the dirt first. Yeah. But, and this was one of my other favorite parts of the trip. I mean, when do you get to do this? We ski down, speaking of water. Stop, we're waiting for the heli, and there's a stream, and I'm like, can I drink out of that? He's like, we do, all day long, drink out of a stream. When are you allowed to drink out of a stream, ever?
I know,
where?
It does seem like, I drank out of streams in Canada.
In my ski boots down there, drinking out of a stream, I mean, just Iceland is cool, and the people are amazing.
Did you do any of that scoot? They have actual, because there's like inlets there in the water, so nothing can live in the water, so it's the most crystal clear water you've ever seen, and we were going across this bridge, and there were people 25 feet down in scuba gear, just like scuba diving in the frigid, I mean, it's probably whatever.
Yeah.
It probably is less than 32 degrees, but it's salt.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, it's so incredibly beautiful. And you can just see forever in the water there.
Didn't do any of that.
Did you go to that horrible blue lagoon? Don't go there, people.
I did, on my way out, solo.
And, it's like, great, I'm bathing in milk. I can't see down to the bottom. There could be anything on the bottom here. And it's dried my hair out. Oh,
yeah,
and all the
is.
Water smells like eggs there.
It is a little scuzzy.
Yeah.
I will say. It's worth doing, though. It's worth doing, but it's definitely.
Yeah, you
it's
just say
so
you
many
did it,
people,
I guess.
And you know how it's when you're a spa with people and it's.
Lots and lots of people.
Yeah, but it's worth checking out. It's worth checking
out. So when you do these missions like Iceland, is the family saying, we want to go? Or are you all sorry?
No,
everyone?
It's the opposite. I'm like, please come with me, please. And they're just like. No.
Iceland?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
They know. They used to.
Well, you're working the whole time. It's not like you're going there for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would have loved to have them come to Korea for 3.5 weeks. I'm always trying to rally them to come. My kids would go, obviously, all the time. But
mom is like, they got school.
And they know. It's more to what you said. They know when they come, it's work, and they're really not going to hang out with me anyway.
Right.
It'd be like,
it's not a relaxing family
vacation. The question to Malia is, do I want to go there for vacation with my kids right now? And the answer is usually like, no, it's not a good timing for me. I'm just saying take me out of the equation.
Right.
Right. Because she's going to be there basically taking care of the kids solo the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, especially when you're filming. It's ridiculous. You're working all the time.
Right.
It'll be like, okay, hey, the weather's bad. Right now,
go back to Denali. So what is this? What did you say? Bank slalom or something?
Oh,
or,
those are two separate deals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thing I thought Vinny might be interested in is one of the most famous events in snowboarding is the Mount Baker Bank Slalom. It's like where Terry Hawkinson made his name.
Right.
And I've never seen a segment on it. And it's a race up in Washington where it's a ditch that's like. It's like a
like
movement,
a natural
naturally occurring winding
like a little
ditch.
Valley thing between gully
exactly
or something.
Exactly, and it's very unique to snowboarding. I mean, because on a snowboard it's really fun to hit a bank turn,
sure, climb
and
the
so
walls.
It would never be something that skiers would have found, and it was one of the original snowboarding events.
But skiers do that stuff now so regularly, there's not even a difference.
Yeah, well, we followed, snowboarding saved skiing. We just followed everything you guys do.
Well, all it needed was a new ski. Just change it a little bit.
The snowboarding brought in the twin tip and the side cut. A lot to thank for that. Did I hit the thing? Oh, so go get tickets. Warren Miller Entertainment. I'm going to be there at the Palace of Fine Arts November 7th.
So that's a Wednesday night. You're sort of hosting?
Yeah, so I'll be there early at 6. Mount Gay Rum. Our friends are hosting a little tasting there. So I'll be hanging out. Time well spent.
Ding, ding,
shame. Thank you, shame,
shame.
And then we'll see the film. And I do, usually do a little intermission chat and whatever. I'm around.
And then there's an after party.
And then there's an after party down the street.
Apres Cinéma.
Excuse me. It's called Apres in our world.
In your world.
Apres. Right. Or Apres, depending.
Apres.
Yep. Very. Yep. The most. Hey, everyone can Apres. You know, everyone can Apres.
We're gonna Apres after this show.
Tipsy. Exactly. The Tipsy Pig. Which is on Chestnut. That's where we're operating.
Oh, so you just walk over.
Just walk on over. And that'll be from like 9 to 11. So I hope to see everyone there. There's tons of shows. Just go online. They're all over the Bay. It's the Castro Theater. That's a really fun show in the Castro on November 16th if you want to go to that one. There's one in Berkeley on November 15th. There's one in Marin on the 17th.
And what's the website one more time?
WarrenMillerEntertainment.com.
Okay, so there's we only have a couple more minutes with you.
And wait, let's stick with that real quick. Look at your sheet, 7 a.m. right now. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets.
Oh, fantastic. This is for the Face of Winter, Saturday, November 17th at the Marin Center in San Rafael. If you'd like to go, be caller number 9, 800-400-3697. That's Johnny Mosley narrating the new Warren Miller film. Yeah. So 2 days ago, you came to our secret show, our live secret show.
It was a doozy.
And you had not been to one of our live events before.
I was not prepared.
You were, though. You were dressed with a beer in your hand at 9?
Yeah.
What time did you show up?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the
ready.
Show at 9.
He was ready.
He knew what to do.
That's true.
So it's not hard. It's not like it's not like Tough Mudder or something. So Johnny was there, and before the show, there's like this little mini dressing room at the Punchline, and it's just me and Vinny and Johnny were sitting in there just shooting the ass. And Vinny, you know how he is. He's got asking questions.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. I was like wondering where we're going with this.
There's so many questions
places you could go in that whole
So just to quickly summarize the boring parts of the Johnny Mosley conversation. Vinny goes, did you take advantage of all the, you know, the tail you got, you know, the Olympic Village, blah, blah, blah. So Johnny says, no, I didn't, because immediately I was booked on talk shows and I flew home and did a ton of press. So he didn't take advantage of that. But then he started to talk about the things that he did take advantage of as time went on and he was famous. And I believe we heard a story about you almost tapping Angelina Jolie.
That's advanced. I mean, nothing is sacred. I have no confidence even in the back room with you guys.
No confidence. We're radio people.
Look, I'm just trying to beef up my time. I want to have a story about me, you know, and some big celeb and da-da-da-da-da.
But you don't have one.
All I have is a miss. Yeah.
No, that's not true, actually, because in my opinion, above the Angelina Jolie story, which probably, even if you were with her for a night, you'd be like, whatever.
Sure.
And you had not seen Gia. As far as you were concerned, she was a weird-looking chick that someone told you was in the super, super VIP section.
Unfortunately, accurately. They had said her, but I didn't know. I didn't know she was a big deal.
But you partied with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, yeah. Do we talk about that?
Yeah, we do.
Well, don't you?
So I'm in this super VIP area, right?
Triple VIP.
Triple VIP. I mean,
This is in New York City.
In New York City. I mean, it's stocked. I mean, Prince is there. He walks in with his entourage. Obviously, they introduced me to Angelina Jolie. I'm sitting there talking with her. I roll over.
And you're
there
making time with her, like she's.
Yeah.
You're having a conversation.
I am. Right. Yeah, yeah. We're working down the road there. I walk over. I smoke a joint with Jack Nicholson.
Do you just sit down next to Jack Nicholson?
This is the type of party I'm
like,
hanging at. I think I got a publicist, so I think he's shuttling me around.
Oh.
He's the one who brought me there. If you don't know him, his name is the Black John Mosley. He's me.
The what?
He's the Black Johnny Mosley.
Johnny Mosley.
The
yeah.
Black Johnny Mosley.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he,
they are one and the same.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So
but
he
also
gets
not.
A lot of calls about me, and that's how we met. People would be like, dude. Uh-huh. And then we
his
became.
His name is actually John Mosley?
Yeah, yeah. And then we became bros.
And he became your publicist.
Yeah, he
you
became.
You met
like,
a dude who's actually a black guy named John Mosley.
Yes.
And you're like,
yes.
Oh my God, I did not know this. Is John Mosley still in your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
He's still your publicist?
I mean, sure. Yeah, I don't.
He's,
I mean,
no,
yeah,
no,
absolutely.
He's just some friend of
I don't
yours
have
now.
A pub. I mean,
wait, do
yes,
you pay your publicist?
He is. He is definitely is. Yes.
Do you pay him?
No.
Well, in okay, the day, then. Back
I mean,
in the day,
yeah,
you must
I have over. Yeah, I have over the years, but uh-huh. I'm like old, washed up. I don't have a publicist,
Black
but I was.
John Mosley. I'm like, I did not really. I'm like, just like Johnny, but
inside joke. What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Hey, turns out, John Mosley.
Great guy, great guy. But well, he puts me up in that situation, so I think he's introducing me around. You know.
Yeah.
So.
And he knew who Angelina Jolie was.
Oh,
and was
yeah.
like, dude, get
absolutely,
with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he was hooking it up. So.
So then you wind up not, you wind up making time with some other girl.
Yeah, so then I end up talking to this guy, Carrie Elwes, the, you know, the
Princess Bride.
The Princess
guy.
Bride. Just a super nice guy. And we're hanging out, I'm hanging out at his table and da 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 da. And he introduces me to his sister. And she's
his
cool
sister.
As well. I really like her. And and so I'm like scooting around the party. I go to the bathroom and I turn around and the door doesn't get shut. And I got
Carrie Elway's sister in there,
in there with me. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, hey. So we start making out. And not much further than that. So, but. It's one of those clubs where the bathroom is like in the room, you know. Mm-hmm. So we walk out, and guess who's standing right there?
Angelina Jolie.
And dun, she,
dun, did she just have a look? Was she shaking her head with a look of disgust on her face?
Yes.
Like I was almost gonna do you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean that's in my mind. That's those are the events that played out in my mind.
Right.
Oh, that was good.
That is a good
and
one.
And she'll never tell her side of the story because I bet she remembers zero from any of it.
You don't know
it.
That. Maybe
no.
She totally
exactly.
had a thing for you.
And, so that's far
mean,
as I'm concerned, that's the story
at
of
that
record.
Time. So listen, one more thing that I want to mention about Johnny Mosley. You know, of course, the Warren Miller thing's happening. Warren Miller
Entertainment. So Warren Miller ENT.com. Don't go to WarrenMiller.com. Go
but
to
I
Warren
I
want to
mention today after this show. We're going to go and cut the first Johnny Mosley shows.
Ah.
And we're going to, those will be available at RadioAlice.com.
Plural?
Yeah, we're going to cut a few. We're going to get a couple
banks.
You're
going to knock them out.
You're going to try to knock out a few.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So more stories. I'm going to try and drag stories like that. We'll maybe get a little more info on, mm-hmm.
Sure.
Prince rolls in and we sort of gloss over that. There needs to be something there.
Yeah.
But basically, Johnny Mosley has a life like nobody else's, and we're going to explore that on your podcast.
Beautiful.
Johnny, always great to see you.
I have a question.
Yes.
707 is saying, Johnny, is Mighty Iotis supposed to be in all Whole Foods? What department? I looked in the Napa store with all the nut brands, didn't see it. Looked where the snacks were, didn't see it. Couldn't find anyone to help.
It should be there, but sometimes they're either out of stock or they didn't put it on the shelf or something like that. So I'll look into it, sell them. Thank you very much.
All right. And MightyIota.com. Can people buy it through the website?
Yeah, you can just buy it straight off the website.
Okay,
but
so
yeah, or you can go
to
it's in the NorCal Whole Foods and Pete's Coffee.
And they're sunflower seeds.
Seeds, different flavors. And the dispenser is just amazing.
Uh-huh.
It's just an amazing dispenser.
The roasted organic sunflower kernels.
All right. Johnny Mosley, everybody. Woo-hoo. Thanks, John.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 97, happy Friday, at 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland December 6th at the Masonic, featuring One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Franti of Sunshine. It's going to be gorgeous this weekend. Speaking of the sound of sunshine, limited tickets are still available at livenation.com, and you can win a pair right now if you're calling number 97-800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening.
Oh, I have a question for you about Bay Club. Are you going to, has Isla asked to have you take her to the Bay Club to swim with her, what is it?
Her mermaid tail.
Mermaid tail, yeah.
So it's rubber?
it's not rubber. So they have them all different ones. And this is the trippy. Remember the story I told you? You probably thought I was lying, but this is a true story. I was in Walgreens, and I know the people at my local Walgreens. I'm in there all the time for nonsense.
Nail polish
whatever. The guy there goes, he said, oh, I'm having a hard day. And I was like, what's up, buddy? Yeah, I start, you know, chatting him up. And he's like, well, it started okay. I was in my mermaid tail down by the lake. And I was like, what?
Oh, I do remember you talking about
this. Because he's a grown man. Like, this is, we're not talking about someone who's five. We're talking about someone who's 35.
He's a merman.
So he's like, it started great. You know, I was in my mermaid tail, and I went for a swim, and people always gather to watch me because I, you know, it's, well, because I'm attracting attention. And he's very cute. He's loud. He's
flamboyant.
Yes, he's very, he attracts attention. And I was like, well, then how could a day that starts that way go wrong? And then he starts talking about work, and I'm like, come on, work's work. You're a merman.
You put in your 8 hours and go back to the lake.
Anyway, he has a full hard rubber one that, like, you can swim with.
Right. So if you're doing the motion, the fin
it
is
will
enough
swim.
To
right.
You.
So they have them in all different. The one she got is like a little Lycra thing. You can swim in it, but it's not. When she kicks her legs, her legs are what will propel her.
Not
the tail.
The tail does not have a propulsion. It's not like a fin.
Right.
It's like you would put on your feet.
Right. So it's very cute, but no, she couldn't. Now, as far as the Bay Club, she asks every day.
Aww.
Every day she gets home and says, can we go swimming? Mm-hmm. So she'll ask that again today, and I'll say, it's 4 o'clock and Highway 17 is not a place we need to be driving right now.
Right.
So no. And dad, you know.
What
is it already? 4 hours I've been on the road. I don't. No more.
Maybe your mom will take you.
Right.
Maybe Nona will take you.
Right.
Maybe Nona would like to sit in traffic. Nona.
Anyway, funny. Time changes this weekend, everyone. So when you go to bed Saturday night, Sunday morning, we fall back. Yeah. Don't forget, next week on Tuesday is the day we vote. I don't care what you vote, but don't bitch on Facebook if you didn't vote.
That's right. You got to vote. Please vote, please.
Also, red flag warning day today as it's windy and bone dry and warm. Mm. It makes for a nice day, but also a day that can start a fire.
Day.
So handle that however
Don't
you feel.
Don't pitch a cigarette out your window, fool.
Right. 49ers won the battle of the one wins yesterday as 34-3 was the score. And Nick Mullins comes out of nowhere to QB the Niners.
He's
to
all over
a
the
strong
news.
He is. Well, he had a great game.
Big profile on him.
Because he's from out of nowhere. Mm. Like, I truly had to usually.
He's goofy, too. They showed all his press conference stuff. And we're like, oh, metrosexual Frankenstein. How you doing, buddy?
What?
Like, perfect eyebrows, but kind of like,
metrosexual Frankenstein.
That's my new.
Well, that is something.
Breathe off. Put your helmet back on.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
You should have seen us in the other room trying to come up with the term metrosexual. I'm like, what's that one where it's like man sexual, like a well groomed dude who lives in the city, like urban sexual. We're like going back and forth, and finally, was it Hooman?
Yeah, I think
Hooman goes.
Hooman.
It's metrosexual.
Yeah. And we go metrosexual.
We all freak out,
and then you just tack Frankenstein on the end of that.
Yeah, metrosexual Frankenstein. I'm like, he's like Frankenstein. She goes, no, his eyebrows are too good.
Well, anyway, he played a great game. I'm sorry, Nick, for the hostility you're feeling from my friends here.
Look, he's got a new nickname.
Good for him.
This week, since both our teams have already played, this weekend the big one is Pats versus Packers.
It's the
night game. What's going to happen to your Sunday night?
I believe we're still doing it. We were so into Ozark this past weekend that we were like, should we? They were like, I guess we could tape delay it and just turn off all our things that tell us what the score of games are. You know? So I don't know, Hooman, did we make a decision
on
Sunday night?
Oh, well, that's hanging.
We'll figure it out.
I can't wait to find out.
But Hooman was like, tape it. Let's watch the show. The show's so good.
All right. Pats Packers 5:20, and both our college teams, Stanford and Cal, are playing in Washington. That's up north this weekend. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says opioid overdose death hit the highest level ever recorded in the United States last year. So it continues to be a major issue as people are using heroin, fentanyl, and other opioids at the highest levels ever. Mm. Maybe you've seen the ads, and I certainly talked about them here. One of them is some lady in her car, and you can't figure out, they're talking about how, you know, drugs or addiction, and the lady's in her car, and then she starts, or I don't know if it started anyway, she just rams her car into a wall in order to get hurt so she can go to the ER and get drugs. And that's the point they're making, and I thought, that's not, they're overdoing it or whatever. My buddy had a hurt foot when he came to visit us here, and I don't think he's got insurance or very good insurance anyway, and went to the doc because his foot was swollen and he thinks it's broken. And they thought he was someone looking to just get a prescription.
Because people are doing this.
Because it's real, because it's happening, because it's not just a TV commercial. He was like, I don't even want the drugs. Can you just tell me if this is broken?
Yeah, can you fix me?
And they ran him through, and finally he was like, he was on his drive back to Oregon and stopped at a place that he's not familiar with because he was hurt. And they fully suspected him
that's what everyone's up to these days.
So it's bad here in the United States, and it looks like 72,000 people died in 2017.
72,000?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
From opioid-related
overdoses. Those are just the ones who died. Like, people are so hooked.
Mm-hmm.
It's rampant.
Yep.
Oh, my God. When they gave my kid, they gave him some kind of opioid for, a very low-dose one for his wisdom teeth. Mm-hmm. And I was freaking out. I'm like, what are you doing? Why would you give it? I'm like, don't take it. Don't take it, kid. Don't take it.
I have reported myself as alcoholic with every doctor I go to, so they don't even think to hand me stuff. Because I will just be the guy in the closet hoarding it. Look, I've got 17 pills.
Well, it's like Steve Tyler of Aerosmith. He was clean and sober for a couple of years. He'd gotten his ass together, and his back hurts him, his hips or his back or something, from all the jumping around he does. And he wound up off the wagon because of painkillers.
I have an Aerosmith fast fact that I just dug into my pile and have moved up since you bring up Steven Tyler. When Aerosmith was preparing for their tour in 1977, they wound up passing on a plane because they didn't think it was safe. They actually looked the plane over and said, no, we're not using this one.
Oh, so were they going to buy a plane to tour around in?
I don't know if it was buy it or use it, as in hire it to be their tour plane. They were right. That plane would crash later that year, killing three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That was the plane?
That was the plane that Aerosmith said, no thanks, we're not taking that thing.
Oh, wow.
And it's the plane that killed three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, boy, that's just awful. God, I've never heard that before.
Didn't the lead singer die in that plane crash?
Yeah, three of the three, one of the guitar players, the singer, and the drummer?
I don't know.
I don't know who the third was. That's horrible.
Isn't it?
It's just awful.
It's political season, everyone. And
oh, it is?
Everyone's had it.
I hadn't noticed.
With the negative news cycles. Yeah. The midterm elections are on this Tuesday, and there's wall-to-wall political ads. It's everywhere. It's on street corners. The signs are everywhere. They're on the radio. They're on your TV. There's a woman in Indiana named Linda Messmer, and she has had it.
Mm.
She's so sick of the negative ads she's been hearing, especially for the big Senate race in Indiana. So her answer was to go to the local radio station and buy ad time.
Oh.
She bought an ad on a country station in Indiana, and her ad says, I'm sick and tired of being bombarded with all the negative, hateful, mean-spirited ads. I say to all you politicians running these ads, stop it.
Oh, what strong words.
That's it. There's her ad.
Oh. What happened?
I don't know. Nothing happened. I just thought it's funny that she was like, I've had it. I'm gonna bring what money I've got and see what kind of psych you know, what kind of run I can get on WVIG.
Oh, Vig. Hey, what does an ad cost on WVIG? What, that sounds like a 15-second spot that she just recorded. I mean, you know, did she get 10 of them or just one? You know, it's not free, the advertising here, but it does work. So right. I wonder if she had got any results.
Well, she didn't. She doesn't have a call to action, so there. I don't see that anything will come of that.
Yeah, that's a real thing. In
you need to say,
here's what you do.
This person said this, so let's not vote for him.
I'm so jealous of what England has going on.
What do they have going on?
Their political
a king and queen.
No. That I like too. The figureheads, but they're in England. We have. I think they have like a 6-week. Campaign time, like that's the only time you can campaign.
Oh, right.
They all get the same amount. If you're a legitimate candidate, you get the same amount of money as everyone else, and that's all you can spend.
And that's government money,
It's, you know, probably from taxpayers, isn't everything that the government has from the people?
Sure.
But it's a totally truncated thing, and they, you know, and people have to get out there and meet as many people as they can and get their word out, and they've only got X amount of dollars to spend, and they only have X amount of time to do it in. It's not this 2+ year process for the president, and it's not the long, drawn-out, hideous, please kill me now, I've had enough of this system that it is here. I like it. I wish we would adopt that. It's obscene the amount of money that gets spent. I'm sure the radio station's like, shut up, Sarah.
Yeah.
We love the political ads.
Yep. Money, it's a good time of year.
Float us.
I don't know if this is exactly right, but it looks like the ad costs between $50 to $100.
Oh. On WVIG?
I listened to the ad at the end. She goes, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm Linda Mesmer, and I approve this message.
Good for her.
That's funny.
David Stewart is the mayor of Lantana, Florida.
Okay.
It's about 60 miles north of Miami.
Lantana.
He's in his mid-60s, and he's been mayor for almost 20 years.
Wow.
One of his constituents is a woman named Catherine Padilla, who recently wanted the town to install speed bumps in her neighborhood. These people go hauling right through here.
Yeah. You I'm 70 years old. I can't get out of the
those
way.
Bumps. She's not 70. She put some bumps up here and stop these people. Slow them down. She claims he told her he'd make it happen. If you bone me.
No.
She
oh,
says
mayor.
He took her to a motel and tried to get her to trade sex for speed bumps and wasn't happy when she said no.
She actually went to the hotel with him? That's weird.
Maybe they had a meeting there.
A la Harvey Weinstein.
She claims he also called her again after she turned him down to trade sex for the speed bumps and said, just so you know, the offer still stands.
If you really want those speed bumps, you got to think long and hard about it.
Right. She turned him down again.
And didn't she immediately call the police? I would be all over that.
I will not.
That's ridiculous.
The town eventually voted to install the speed bumps anyway.
Oh.
But she says David threatened to have them removed if you don't do it with me. This guy really wanted this lady, Catherine Padilla.
Is she hot?
Hey,
that doesn't say.
She's okay. Do you want to see a picture of him?
Let's see both of them.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to remove.
Is he a married dude?
Oh, well, he's Kenny Rogers looking.
He's fat.
Whatever. Kenny Rogers wasn't always.
Would you hit that?
I would not hit that.
Did he find her? Let's see her.
Yeah, let's see her.
There's a video.
Oh, there's a video.
Is
your back hurt again?
That's a little sore.
What happened to you?
Stiff.
I'm stiff.
Gross.
I see her picture. She's a blonde lady.
Younger?
Younger than him.
Oh.
She's fine.
All right. Well, he really wanted her.
Let me
he loves her.
I want to see her. Oh, you really are being very ginger.
Yeah, he's really moving strangely.
That's not her. This is
I was going to say, she's actually pretty cute. Oh, no wonder she's a model.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got your guy, Felipe, coming up.
Felipe
Esparza.
He is not here yet.
All right.
Felipe Esparza.
Guy's playing the Warfield. There she is.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
She's not bad.
She's 50.
Yeah.
Blonde hair. A little heavy on the eye makeup, but it's Florida.
Actually, I'd say she's Florida.
Yeah.
She's got that look down.
I can't believe she didn't have like a neon tank top on.
Yep. Anyway, 800-400-3697 is our text number. Here's a couple. 707 says, going to waitress tonight after your wreck last week. Mom's Night Out.
Oh, have fun. I really think you're going to love it. I just cried and cried and laughed and laughed, and my heart felt twice the size.
415 says, my friend Tita Ada works at Asia SF, and her number is the Supergirl.
Oh, so I should be looking for Supergirl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tita Ada?
Tita Ada, and her number is the Supergirl. Also, they are not drag shows. Transgender female performers.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, do you remember maybe 2 years ago, we had a couple of gals in from SF
Asia.
Yeah. And they have a TV show.
Yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't called Asia SF, though. Mm-hmm. It was called something else.
I forgot what it was called. I don't even know if it's on.
They were great.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
You're
I've never been, and I've heard a lot about it. Mm-hmm. Leave it to my brother to make that happen. The hotline's ringing. I bet that's Felipe.
916 says, oh my God, Sarah.
What'd I do now?
On your recommendation, I'm about 3/4 of the way through The Girl in 6E. Wow. I'm basically reading porn.
Yeah.
I've never read anything like this before.
It's not porn, though. There's no porn. They do describe some of the stuff she's doing on the cams, but it's a mystery. It's a crazy mystery. I liked it. It's fun. It's light. It's like a beach read. It's not porn. It's HBO.
510 says, I absolutely love Felipe Esparza. Can't wait to hear him on your show. Well, he's next.
Oh, great. He is. He's coming up next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.